Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we are Drew Garabo live, broadcasting live from the Amalie Arena for your Tampa Bay Lightning home opener for the 2016/17 season. Welcome to it. Let's do it. My name is Drew. There's Seth Kushner, soul brother Kevin, and Nikki.
82-0-0.
I'm excited. This is my first opener.
Yeah, this is it's a great thing to be a part of, yeah, I think, because I don't think you were with us last year. Did we broadcast the opener last year?
We did not. We didn't broadcast any games last year. We broadcasted from the playoffs 2 years ago.
We didn't do any games last year.
Zero.
Well, I have to...
Because we said we don't get good quality broadcasts out here.
Well, we proved them wrong. Oh, man. Well, now everything is up and running, and we have to apologize to our first guest because he deserves better treatment. Then again, he is broadcasting from an air-conditioned building that is approximately 30 to 40 feet behind us. He is somewhere within the Amalie Arena. We are on the outside of the Amalie Arena, and we will talk to a legend of Tampa Bay hockey, Mr. Dave Andrechuk. Dave, what's happening, man? How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Happy Hockey Day.
Happy Hockey Day to you, too. And, man, may this be the same as your season with the Lightning when, quite frankly, you could have signed with so many contenders and you said, you know what? I feel something is here in Tampa Bay. They made you a captain, and, well, look what you did. You promptly led the Lightning to the playoffs for the first time in seven seasons. What did that feel like to kind of bring that playoff and championship mentality to a fledgling franchise, Dave?
Well, I'll tell you what, it was a challenge. Thank you for saying that. I didn't do it by myself. It was a whole group of us. And, you know, I still feel the same thing is happening. And, you know, you see the Stamkos sign, and he wants to be back. And Kucherov takes less money. I've been around these guys for a few years now. They generally like each other, and they want to win for each other. And we had that feeling in 04 where, we lost to the Devils the year before. And we just wanted to have a little chip on our shoulders and wanted to come back and prove the whole hockey world wrong. And that's what we did. So hopefully that happens this year, that all the pieces are in place, and we're excited.
Dave, is it a little bit more special now because of the way athletes are to see a group of guys like Kucherov, Stamkos, and so many others who could have taken so much more money to play somewhere else, but to prioritize playing for a potential championship franchise? You know, I'm not saying there was necessarily a different mentality when you were playing, but I kind of feel like there was, because guys now, not necessarily hockey but other sports, they just chase the paycheck. It's very rare that you see loyalty and a bunch of guys who are willing to sacrifice their income in order to get the Stanley Cup.
Well, they're making lots of money, so I don't think money is an issue for them. I think it's the culture that you have. It starts at the top with Mr. Vinnick. It's wanting to play for him. It's wanting to, you love the city. You know, there's a lot of factors that go in. But the bottom line is winning, and I think this team wants to win as a group. A lot of them had a championship in the minors, and they're all still here, and I think these guys have been together for a few years and had a couple of great playoff runs, and, maybe now this is their time to take that next step. So, 100% that these guys want to be in this area. They take less money. They want to play together. They want to play for each other, and you got to credit, Jeff Vinnick and Steve Yzerman for creating that kind of culture. So we're really excited about the year. The expectations are very high, and we'll see what happens as we go through this year. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. We're not going to get to the finals next week. It's a long way to get there. So John Cooper and his staff have got to do the job of keeping these guys grounded a little bit and not reading all the newspaper articles and listening to people on the radio about how great they are, and just go out and play because they got talent, that's for sure.
But, Dave, it's important when I tell these guys that they're great. They need to hear that. Their self-esteem is going to be plummeting if they don't hear the guy on the radio saying, hey, you guys are pretty great, right?
I think they'll be okay.
We're speaking with Dave Andrechuk. He's the Vice President of Corporate and Community Affairs for your Tampa Bay Lightning, Seth Kushner.
Dave, we're standing outside Amalie Arena right now, and I don't want to anger you on the home opener, but I think I just saw a Red Wings fan put out a cigarette on your statue. Is there anything you would like me to do? Would you like me to apprehend that fan so we can come out here? You can give him a talking to.
Can you go over and kick the crap out of him? Send somebody over there and kick the crap out of him, all right? Or maybe we'll get some Lightning fans to do it.
it is a season of high expectations, like you said, Dave. Last season, the last two seasons, really, Lightning were just about there, and I know they need to look out for a letdown. When you've got expectations like that, how hard is it to keep your eye on the ball and to keep from thinking, well, you know, we've really got something special this year?
Well, I think last year they got a little bit of an eye-opener. I mean, they went to the finals the year before, and they got off to a really rough start. A little bit of the, you know, the finals hangover that everybody talks about. And I think that is going to help this year, going into this year, understanding that, you know, make life a lot easier, start stockpiling these points early in the year, and you got to play hockey all the way through. You know, let's think about last year and where we were in December. I mean, we were out of the playoffs. And these guys, I think, don't want to go through that again. So hopefully lessons learned and get off to a good start. You know, like I said, all the pieces are there. The guys are signed. It's John Cooper and his staff that have, you know, have got to manage the year and make sure that they're motivated every night.
We're talking to Dave Andrechuk, Vice President of Corporate and Community Affairs for your Tampa Bay Lightning.
Hey, Dave, big hockey fan, as you already know. Just wondering if you ever come outside and stand by your statue and just look at people as they pass and go, hey, look at that guy.
I have walked through the parking lot, and somebody has asked, you know, who is that guy? And, you know, I kind of got to say he's actually living. This guy is actually living, and he's in front of you. So, it's surreal. It really is surreal every time that I walk by it. I think it's a great tribute that, you know, Mr. Vinnick and you know, Todd Lywicki and Steve Griggs have done for not only for myself but for that team. And I think as a community, you know, we all rallied around each other and we won a championship. We should be proud of that. So. It is a cool thing, and I think our fans see that as they come into the building. And I know that's part of the culture that we're creating is, you know, a championship was won in this building. A championship was won in that dressing room, and those guys are chasing it again.
Yeah, you mentioned culture, Dave, and it really does go from the top down, from the Vinnick's charitable efforts to the fact that they beat out our own Seth Kushner, Jeff, and Mrs. Vinnick for a couple of the year in Best of the Bay.
Well, I mean, they deserve it.
Well, that's not what you said at the time. But it really is a culture thing from Griggs, who I worked with at the Magic, to you, to the Vinnick's, to Yzerman. You know, when you have an opportunity to grab a city like that and you see the city reaching its arms back around, how thankful are you that you didn't end up in some place that doesn't even appreciate the fact that they've got a sports team?
Well, no, that's why I'm here. You know, I mean, I'm here for, you know, a number of reasons. I mean, obviously, I ended my career here, played in a whole bunch of cities. You know, we could have left everywhere. I wanted to be part of it. I really wanted to be part of, you know, what Jeff was building. And you know, we're 6 years in. We're seeing the fruits of the labor that a lot of hard work in this organization has done, and the community has really rallied around it. I mean, Jeff and Penny Vinnick, you know what they've done and what they're going to do. You know, not only in downtown Tampa but all the way through the whole Bay Area has just been phenomenal. And you know that radiates all the way down to the dressing room. Let me tell you that these guys understand. They're playing for a great owner who, you know, respects who they are, gives them the anything they need. They're going to get to be successful, and it's been fun to be around. I mean, let's think back before the Vinnick era that you know we were a last place team, and you know we were probably pretty close to the door of moving out of this city. And
wow.
Jeff came in and has changed things. So it's. It's been great, and you know, it's not only on our team that this radiates, but all the way around the league. They had a survey last year of through the NHLPA of you know, a free agent destination, and we were ranked number three in the league. And we should all be very proud of that. Not only is, you know, is the team great, the ownership, but, you know, the city that we live in. So guys want to play here. They want to be part of it.
Sure. We're speaking with Dave Andertuk, who played his first 11 seasons in Buffalo, then moves on to the Toronto Maple Leafs, had stints with the New Jersey Devils, the Boston Bruins, the Colorado Avalanche, Sabres again, settled with the Lightning in 2001, where you won a championship. And I've never been a part of rooting for a team and seeing it go from the very beginning of the season all the way to a championship. If you had any advice for the fan who is coming out to the game tonight and is looking at the next 82 games as a warm-up for the playoffs and then the Stanley Cup, would you just say look around and soak it all in, or what kind of insight would you give, Dave?
Yeah, no. I say hop on the train, because it's happening. It really is. And it's you know, we got a lot of new fans that we've gotten in the last, you know, 3 or 4 years that have really, you know, have been spoiled a little bit about how good our team is. With all of our new signings, we're going to be set up for quite a while. So the fans, you know, in my job, I can't control what happens on the ice. We can only control, you know, what happens in the building. And, you know, win or lose, I think the fans are going to have a good time regardless. So it's a fun atmosphere, and it's great to be part of it.
Well, Dave, if you do feel like ambulating a little bit and getting a little bit of cardio, come on out. We're out on the balcony outside on the second level of the Amalie Arena. I believe you're inside. Don't make us come in there and find you. We appreciate you making time, and we're excited to be a part of this season. You're a legend. Sixth most games played in the NHL history with 1,639, 14th most goal scored in the NHL history. You know our accomplishments. I don't have to tell you. And champion with your Tampa Bay Lightning. So good luck this season. Pass on our best wishes to everybody, and thanks again for making the time, Dave.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. Enjoy the opening night, and hopefully there's plenty more victories to come.
Sounds good, bud. Take care.
Thank you.
Joining us right now at our table is yet another in the cavalcade of special guests from your Tampa Bay Lightning. See, it's one thing to get players on. You know, what's your average hockey player going to say? Yeah, you know, we work real hard, eh? You know, every day in practice we try to do what Coop tells us, eh? But, you know, it's just try to give maximum effort, eh? What are you going to get out of them? I like to bring you everyone from the Vice President of Marketing to Dave Andertuk. We had Bobby, the Chief Taylor, stop by last year. And right now, a young lady who has got some gigantic shoes to fill, because she is the plaza host for your home games, taking over from Danielle, who left under a shroud of controversy last year when those photos were released on the internet. Isabella, her loss is your gain, and congratulations on being the plaza host this year after being a captain of the Tampa Bay Lightning girls, if I'm not mistaken.
Thank you so much. Yes, captain last season and MC this season.
Did you have a plan last season while you were captain of the Lightning girls that you're like, you know what, this is my last year, next year I'm going to push Danielle down a flight of stairs and take her job?
Oh my gosh, I would never do that.
Sure.
I was grateful enough that, you know, she encouraged me to take the position, and everybody else was in support of it. Very happy to be the new MC for our plaza. It's a beautiful opportunity.
I will tell you, you are immediately as good as Danielle, because when I came to the first preseason game, I thought Danielle was working. My son and I were sitting there, and I had forgotten that Danielle wasn't here anymore. So I had my son with me, and we're walking. I'm like, oh, my gosh, Danielle's here. Same friendly voice, same peppy voice, same ebullient enthusiasm. And I said, let's go see Danielle. And I looked up, and I'm like, that is not Danielle. That's Danielle at all. So
I know probably a lot of the listeners will pick this up, but to me, Isabella, and she doesn't know Micah Rotunda, but to me, they're exactly the same. I've talked to Isabella a couple of times for the Lightning show that I do, and she's so positive, you almost think that she's not a real person. See,
that's
see,
so
look
sweet.
Her, look
thank
her.
You.
See, I told you.
You're going to make her start crying.
I know.
You are a real person, aren't you?
I think so. I mean, okay. As far as I know.
Because I'm not sure Micah is. Micah might be a robot.
And the goal for Isabella is to be an actress one day, and she actually is doing some acting. She was in The Infiltrator with Bryan Cranston that they shot in Tampa.
Yeah, they shot that right here in Tampa.
Now, she told me this on my show, and I'm going to see if you guys can guess. Don't be perverse or fresh.
Who?
What body part of Isabella's was in The Infiltrator?
I'm going to let someone else answer
it was
first.
It was only one body part that made it.
I got it.
We need a drum roll.
I saw the movie. I was a big fan.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Your ear.
Oh, almost.
Okay, it's not the ear. Nikki, I'm going to let you go now while I compose myself, because I can't answer yet.
Her eyes. That would be beautiful, but no, not this time.
Okay. Seth, you already know.
I know the answer, yes.
Promo John, shout out what you thinking, what you think it might be. John, Promo John, the fifth member of Drew Garabo Live.
A toe.
A toe.
thank gosh I did get a pedicure, but no, not my toes.
Right, we're running out of parts here.
I know.
I thought this would be easier.
You get one more part, guess, and then I'll tell you.
So let's see. Your toes are, by the way, Phil Morthy.
Thank you.
That was pretty creepy that I just
said. Yeah, that was.
Sorry.
I embraced it. I didn't find it creepy.
Sorry that happened. You will. Okay, it wasn't, and I found out it was not her pancreas before the show, so I've already guessed that one. Probably not the duodenum, not the liver, nor the kidneys, the spleen, stomach. I'm going to say it was your shoulder.
Mm. Ooh. Close.
You can tell him, Isabella.
Elbow.
Yes!
Lightning win.
So, everybody, it's that 30 seconds. So, make sure you keep your eyes really open.
Left or right elbow?
It was my left.
Can I?
It was this beautiful piece right here when I walked by.
Oh, yeah.
I had my face prepared and everything, but that wasn't in it.
So they shot your elbow.
Yes.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, did you take...
You have to start somewhere, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm sure you took a bunch of people to the screening with you, and you're like, look, we're going to be able to see my elbow. And
it's like, here comes my scene. Here it comes.
There's my elbow.
That honestly was the cherry on top. I was thankful enough to work as a PA behind the camera. So
sure.
I was there making the film happen, and then just a cherry on top of the whole ice cream, I got my elbow in there.
My knee was in Jaws 3D, but I filmed it at SeaWorld.
Stop it. I love it.
And what's the name of the movie that you're in now? What was that you said? Were you playing a girl with one eye?
I'm doing Blowtorch Face.
Blowtorch Face.
Excuse me?
It's called Blowtorch Face. It is a student film. It is a lot of fun. We actually start filming on Sunday.
Blowtorch Face.
I know. I'm having lots of chuckles. I love it.
What are you playing in the movie?
I am Blowtorch Face.
Of course you are.
I am.
Is that a superhero? Is that someone with a disability?
It's definitely, no. It's a farce, meaning, it's a lot of comic relief. It is a lot of fun, kind of like superhero version of it. As Blowtorch Face, I am a chef who gets in a really big accident, and then I go out and kind of get revenge. So that's all I can tell you, and you're going to have to, stay tuned.
NC-17?
Excuse me?
I said, what rating is this movie? PG-13, Nice Family Affair?
I guess yes, of course it is.
That's what I'm out of my shirt.
You might want to find out.
Probably. Because when it's just you and the director and he's telling you to do filthy things, remember we had this conversation.
Never, ever.
Now, what time do you get set up and ready to go out here in Thunder Alley where raucous fans will be depending on you to build their enthusiasm pregame tonight, Isabella?
So I will get on stage at 4 o'clock and we will get this plaza party started. We have so many tents out already. I know that people are going to start filing in at any moment.
Sure.
And I know everybody woke up this morning and they're like, wow, it's game day. Today's
the day
we've been waiting for. So I'm very excited to be out there, be the first voice that is heard and get everyone very energetic to walk in.
You're out there after the game as well, or your obligations finished? Because I wonder if you soothe people on their way out after a loss where you're like, it's going to be okay, everybody. Drive safe and gosh darn it, we'll get them next time.
If they asked me to be, I would proudly be out there with a smile on my face. Sadly, but still very exciting at the same time, I get to go inside and I get to watch the game.
Oh.
So I will be out on Plaza
during
the end of the game. I just won't be on stage.
I got you.
And just so you know, they had tryouts for the Lightning Girls this year, and Isabella was obviously a part of it because she was the captain last year.
Sure.
And they had a local celebrity types come in there and judge.
Uh-huh.
Notice none of us were asked to
come
to
it. Must have missed my invitation.
Not yet.
Not yet. I didn't receive an invite for that or anything.
It's a tragedy.
Who was invited?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I just know it wasn't us, but I did ask Isabella. I said, I can be the guy next year, because she said she has a hard time keeping her eye on everybody during the tryouts.
We could do that for you without problem whatsoever. It's one of our favorite things to do.
I'm going to make sure to keep it in mind, and there's
please.
Auditions every year, so.
Yeah, we would do that for you. We'd bite the bullet and make that sacrifice.
Thank you.
all right, well, listen, we'll let you get to your pregame activities, whatever those include. Do you have the same pregame meal every time you work? Do you have the same traditions?
Or? I do not. Even though I do love food, I like switching it up.
Do you like PDQ? They drop by a bunch of chicken.
PDQ is
would you like
the best.
Some? All right, here.
Thank you.
That's a little parting gift for her.
Isabella, go ahead and tell everybody your Instagram in case they want to follow everything that you're up to.
My Instagram is Bellers. That is Bellers.
Okay. 123.
So at Blowtorch Face.
I'm going to have to put up some behind the scenes pictures.
Yes, you should.
So Bellers, you can see that fun makeup.
123 on the Instagram.
Yes,
great.
Yes.
We'll check you out on the IG. Good luck this season. Do a great job. You've already made us proud. And we'll see you throughout the season, the playoffs, and the Stanley Cup Finals right here in Tampa Bay.
Yes, thank you so much for having
thank
me.
Thank you for being so darn positive. My gosh, you were right, Seth. She's a ray of sunshine.
Oh.
Now get her out of here before I throw up.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.